Obviously, this is the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast, the show where we discuss all things branding and creative. I am your host, Emmanuel Ajayi, also known as the branding connoisseur. Make sure you grab a notepad and some snacks and kick back and relax. Right now, you're listening to the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast. I'm your host, Emmanuel Ajayi. And right now, I'm joined by Dami.
Hello.
The owner of Dami How. She's best known as the founder of Dami How, which featured in Women's Health, British Vogue magazine. I won the Business of the Year award at the Black Awards. And there's a question I like to ask Dami, and it's, What does branding mean to you?
I think branding's what gives the brand its like image, and it's what attracts people to the brand.
Okay. That was quite short. Yeah, okay. No, that's all right still. Yeah, it's what attracts people to the brand. Yeah, that's right. So for the people that don't know you and who you are, just tell us about yourself and how you got into what you do.
So as you know, I'm Dami. I founded Dami How 2 years ago. So it was 2 years in February since the brand launched. Before that, I was just into fitness. Like, it all just started from just summer body, summer, you know, going to the gym for that. And then it just became a bit more like serious rather than just gym body. It was like fitness. And so like buying like lots of gym wear and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I think I've always wanted a clothing brand, but I just thought nothing really fits. Like, it would just be for the sake of doing it. And obviously got into fitness, and I thought, you know what, like, I really enjoy fitness and I enjoy like looking good in the gym. So this is actually something that I'll have a passion for and actually want to do.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how it basically started.
Okay, so how did you, what was the process of getting into actually selling fitness wear?
What do you mean the process?
So like, you liked working out in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It was a somebody motive.
Yeah.
But what inspired you to actually go forth and be like, I want to start my own brand and sell fitness wear?
I think it was just, I couldn't really find exactly what I wanted to wear. Like, I'll just have like stars in my head. I was like, I can't actually find it. And I didn't just want a clothing brand. I wanted something to mean something to people. And I just felt like there wasn't a lot of black female in fitness in the UK, like around me anyway. So I felt like that was a kind of way to promote fitness and actually, not even just black women, but females in general, just making them feel more confident in fitness. And so it was not just a clothing brand to kind of like make money, but it was more of the purpose behind it as well.
Okay, that's amazing. So like, you saw it as kind of a gap in the market kind of thing, and you just took it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well done.
Thank you.
We know you love taking gym selfies. We've seen your Instagram. Can you give us like a gym selfie tip?
I don't know. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to, like, I've got like 100 pictures of pose trying to.
I'm sure you have like something.
You got to have Dami How to get the right picture.
You what?
Yeah, you got to have Dami How.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, Dami How,
doesn't really make sense.
Okay. Selfish plug in that.
Yeah, it gives you that boost, that motivation.
So, I wanted to know, are you actually, just clear it up for us, are you actually a qualified personal trainer or are you just a fitness enthusiast?
Just a fitness enthusiast.
Okay. All right. One thing I also wanted to know from your opinion, because you don't really talk about things like this, or I haven't seen you talk about it, is what's your opinion on BBLs and slim tea?
I mean, I don't know. I think people just do whatever they feel like will make them feel confident, and whatever options are displayed to them, what they see others doing. I just feel like if people want to do it, that's them. Obviously, they have better options.
Yeah.
I think people just see it as there's only a certain extent fitness can, in terms of like the physical side of things, only a certain extent it can get to, and it might not be what their goal is. I don't know. I don't really have much to say. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it personally, but that doesn't mean because someone else does it, it's kind of. Yeah, just that's why I think that's
what
why
about there's the people that they do BBLs and then you start promoting.
Yeah, that I can't. That's not fair. It's not fair on people because
or fitness plans.
Yeah, it's not fair because a lot of people, like people just starting their fitness journey and trying to achieve a certain. Because a lot of people start in terms of to change how they look, and then obviously seeing someone who's gotten stuff done, they feel like, oh yeah, I can, you know, get this body if I do this, and they spend lots of money on people that don't even know what they're doing. And it's just not fair. Like, that's one thing I don't agree on. If you're going to do your enhancements of whatever you're going to do, it's not fair to then sell plans and act like that's how you got that achievement.
I mean, did you download the Gymshark?
I did a couple of them, you know, but I downloaded I downloaded a few, but it was just so many. I was just like,
I tried to copy the into my G drive, but it just
That wasn't working.
There's a way to do it, but obviously I couldn't do all of them. And most of them were just for girls. So I was like, I have a few, but so recently you posted something on Twitter of you. There was a video of you. Was it a squat or was it deadlift? I can't remember. It was your personal best.
Yeah.
And you just got, not a lot, but a few hateful comments. So I wanted to ask, because I would say you're quite strong, physically strong girl than a lot of men. So what do you have to say about people who would maybe be intimidated by your strength?
I don't have anything to say to them, to be fair, because I know, because usually the people, the guys, men, whoever, that usually make weird comments are people who don't train and don't know what they're doing. Yeah. So I just don't care. Like, I just don't care because you're not really telling me anything beneficial. Like, you need to get in the gym and learn from me or something. But I don't really have much to say to them because you can just tell that it's just people that don't train and they're just looking for something to point out. There's nothing there.
Fair enough. Okay, well, you heard it. Hate is gonna hate.
Exactly.
And how does it go?
I don't remember, but that's what it is.
Yeah. So I know I've been printing your page as well, and you have a page called How Foodie, which is a meal prep page you run on Instagram as well. I've seen some of the images on there. Looks quite delicious.
Thank you.
What would you? Could you give me a menu of your top three meal prep dishes?
I think rice and chicken is like standard. Fitness meal prep.
Brown rice or white rice?
I don't like brown rice. I tried to do the whole brown rice thing. It didn't work for me. I'd rather have couscous instead of brown rice.
Couscous. What is couscous? Because I actually don't know what that is.
It's like chopped. I would say chopped up rice. Not really, but it's it's kind of how you describe it. But it's really nice.
Yeah.
That would be my alternative instead of brown rice.
Because I was going to ask longer in the bus, mate, but you said couscous. So.
Yeah, that's a good alternative. Yeah.
So what? In terms of fitness, can you eat jollof rice?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I think there's this myth that you can't eat African foods if you're into fitness or watching your diet. Everything is in moderation. If you want to have jollof rice, have it.
Yeah.
Just know what your goal is. If you need to have a small portion, if you need to have a larger portion, you just need to sort of moderation.
Yeah. I don't know where I heard this, but someone said that we Africans, we eat our sides in massive proportions, because you know how when you go to a restaurant you got your protein, which is your meat, and you have your side, which is like rice or carbs. Our side is bigger than the meat. So I just found that funny, but
it's just moderation really, and obviously how much salt and seseasoning and stuff you're putting in.
So I heard salt retains a lot of water,
so
that's water weight and that.
Yeah,
it's not easy, but to be fair, you got to season our food, man.
Exactly. I
mean, we're here for a long time. Not a long time. I'm joking. So what were your second meal prep?
What else would I have? Pasta. Just pasta and some veg, and I'll add protein. They could either be salmon or chicken. That's two. And then three, probably potatoes and any protein. So...
Mm. What did you eat today?
Today, what did I... Oh, I didn't prep this week.
You didn't prep?
Wow. But I had cottage
She's
pie.
She's human, guys.
I had cottage pie and some greens.
Okay. Quite British.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So another thing I've noticed with your brand, by the way, as well. But actually, before I get into that, Dami Howe, could you explain the name? Obviously, I have an idea of how the name came about, but just could you explain?
It's weird because... I think it was just from my personal Instagram used to be called Dami Howe. And I just made it Dami Howe because I didn't want to put my full name on Instagram. And then when I thought of the idea of the brand, I just thought, Dami Howe, I like this name, it's unique. Like, I just like it. Yeah. And that was it, really. And then obviously, like, cheesy stuff, like, damn you, how did you do it? Kind of stuff like that. Yeah. Along those lines. But, exactly.
No, it's sick.
But I feel like it has, like, an exciting kind of I feel like sound to it.
Personally, if I had your brand, I would start doing, like, spin-off brands, like, damn you, where, damn you, when, damn you, who. You know what I mean? Just start doing spin-off. You never know.
That's how I got How Foodie.
How Foodie.
It's like, it's all links.
Branding.
You know
what I'm saying?
You've got to make sure you got
top guys. This is the kind of people I bring on the show, guys. Come on. But yeah, like, you put a lot of great content on social media. So I wanted to ask, like, what's your relationship with Blank Tile?
They reached out to me. They reached out to me sometime and basically just said they wanted to work, and I was just like, I was confused. I was like, I don't know exactly what you want. And then we ended up meeting up, shooting a video, and then the vibes was just there. They understood the potential of the brand, like they saw the brand going far, which meant a lot. Because I'm quite restrictive of who I allow to kind of work with the brand. Yeah. So they saw the vision and they saw the potential before even me having to say anything. And
Blackham?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And And they just had really good goals that they wanted to help Dami Howe with, and that's how it basically started.
That's sick. Well, shout out to Blank Tile. They're doing amazing stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully they'll interview me one day. I'm not an athlete. It's calm. But going on that point as well, so what's your thought process in terms of finding, like, models and influencers to represent your brand?
I just search through Instagram, really. Like, it would just be it would just be random. Like, I'll probably just be on Instagram, not even thinking about models, and I'll see someone like, oh, okay, like, you kind of look like you meet the brand, like, you kind of, you know how to present yourself. So I kind of just, like, save their picture, and then when it comes to, like, times I need a shoot, I'll just reach out. Sometimes I get desperate and I have to put out a post. I need a
So putting out posts is a form of desperation?
Kind of, yeah. That's when it's got into, like, last minute, or I generally just want people to reach out.
To reach out, yeah.
But a lot of the times I usually just pick, from, like,
the
people that I've seen already.
The look.
Yeah, makes sense. I just feel like, just
so
watch the brand.
Is diversity on the forefront of that? Because I noticed you have a quite diverse range of models, some, you know, slim, different shades, tones.
Yeah, definitely.
Tall, short.
That's definitely because I don't want to make, again, it's to, the brand's to make you feel confident in fitness. It doesn't make sense if I just use one type of female, one type of size. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow the brand's purpose. Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely to be diverse.
That's fantastic. So I know you did an event called Synergy. How did you go about putting together a fitness class?
That was a really good event. It was the highlight of summer. Again, Blank Tile helped with that. So it was a partnership between Dami Howe and Blank Tile. And it was a really great event.
That's fantastic.
We've been speaking about trying to put on an event, and the Synergy collection from Dami Howe came about, and we thought that was a good opportunity to promote the wear and also get girls together to work out.
And that goes on to my next point as well. So you recently had a brand refresh. And I wanted to ask, along with the, you had a new collection of fitness wear, including a men's collection as well. So could you explain how you developed your new brand mark?
In terms of putting in the men's wear?
Just in general, like, because you got a new brand mark now. The new
logo.
Yeah. How did you develop that?
I just worked with my manufacturer to get that. So I just basically sent him kind of like shapes that I liked. And I still wanted it to still be able to see that DH in it without being cheesy or very obvious, something that can be placed anywhere. And for it to still be recognisable, so you see it and think, okay, that's Dami Howe. I basically worked with a manufacturer to get that.
I thought you was going to say you sketched it or designed it.
So we basically just talked through it and he said, okay, help me out. So we have quite a good relationship.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how it just came about. I can't say that. Can't tell you.
Everyone's always keeping it to their chest about this information. Oh, I hear that. No, you can't give the secrets away. It's calm. Can you tell me something I wouldn't know about this whole clothing industry thing, you know? If I wanted to start my own, is there anything I need to
Something you wouldn't know? I don't think there's any secrets. I think the only thing is man. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I haven't figured it out yet then. But I think the only thing is finding the right manufacturer and building that trust.
What's the process of that then? Just go on Google, manufacturer.com?
Or? Yeah, that's when I first started, that's what I was doing, literally. It took me months. I was travelling up to North London. So there's a lot of manufacturers in North London and I was basically going there.
Wait, where?
North London.
North London?
Yeah. So travelling up there after work, they used to close like at 5. I used to try and quickly get off work at 4 so I can get there just before they close. So it was all like Google search. I ended up finding one, doing some work with them, but I just like the cost is just, it's ridiculous trying to like manufacture in the UK.
Is your brand a development of your manufacturers? Because you came out with Dami Howe Circle, then you came out with Dami Howe just by itself, text.
Yeah.
Then you now came.
You've been watching.
I was like, yeah, okay. Symbols and that.
I think when I first did DH, that one I got an actual logo person to do it. Okay. I did an actual designer to do it. I think I got a bit, I think I just settled for that one and I just knew at some point I was going to change it.
Yeah, you knew, okay. But is it, you see the clothing, because the clothing changed as well, so has it always been the same manufacturer?
No.
What I was saying. So how many manufacturers did you have?
Three,
okay. Yeah. And do you think you're at a point where you're going to keep doing amazing pieces with your current manufacturer, or is manufacturers a thing you always have to keep?
It just depends on who your manufacturer is and what they do and what they can provide to you and how much the length they can go to for you. Because when I first started my manufacturer, the stuff was just like we had to remake leggings. I wish I could show you a picture. I had to remake the leggings like more than 10 times until it got perfect. But I don't know why. I think because he was so adamant to try and get it right. So I was like, okay, this is someone who really wants to get something right. So I was patient, waited, kept doing it until we got it right. And they're still manufactured till now. It's been like nearly a year. So I've been using the same manufacturer.
Damn.
And we've just built a really good relationship. So it's not even just me passing on what ideas I have. It's him just sending through ideas to me. It's like, oh, this might be a good thing. I found some new fabrics that are better quality. I found this, found that. So we have a really good relationship. I think that's one thing that's really important, like really building that relationship and trust with your manufacturer.
How do you build that though? Just what, emails or?
Just constantly speak. Like with me, I'm constantly chasing and just every little detail, even if it's something so small, I'll be like, this isn't right, I'm not happy.
Okay.
Like, we have to.
Communication is key.
Yeah, key. So I think another thing is samples. Just always making sure that I'm happy with my samples before I go into production. And
How many samples do you usually get?
Now it's less. Before it was like so many. So now I get maybe one or two.
Of each get it right. Thing.
Yeah.
And you wear it, see how it is.
Yeah. So wear it, test it out, see how it is. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's go into production.
Awesome. So how did you do that for the men's collection?
I still wore it just to see. I had
you know them girls that steal their boyfriend's jumper and like,
But I have my friend who who helped me to try it on and work it out in the gym.
Yeah.
See how it is, make sure it works as a, because I don't really know how guys like to have their clothes to feel. Do they want it loose, want it to be tight?
Wait, you have a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Did you try it on?
Yeah, he tried it on as well.
Okay, so what was the feedback?
I've been wanting to launch menswear since like I even started the brand, but it just
wasn't. I had a feeling it was just for women empowerment, just women.
No, so obviously that was it, but I wanted to face it much earlier on, but it just wasn't up to scratch. It just wasn't the way I wanted it to be.
Fair enough. I feel like you got a niche.
Yeah, so I thought, you know what, I put it on hold. I was like, okay, let's focus on the women. Let's get it to a point where it's really good, really build the brand, and then...
Then expand, No, that makes sense. I had to learn that lesson the hard way. But that's good. In terms of the menswear, what was the moment you felt like this was the right time to now launch? Because you could have still waited and built your brand.
I think it was, one, me being happy with how the actual clothing's turned out. Mm. Like, okay, this is good quality. This is how it should fit. This is nice. And also just a lot of guys just saying, like, we want Dummy Howe men's. Like, we want Dummy Howe men's. Yeah. And that was kind of like, okay.
Okay.
It's marked the 2 years of the brand.
Yeah.
It's time to get some men's wear out.
You know what you should do? You should do... Actually, would you do a synergy for guys?
In terms of the same type of...
Just in general, just like...
Oh, would you mean the event, or do you mean...
Just like an event or...
Yeah, definitely. That's something that I want to happen. Mm. I'm not sure if I want to make it guys and girls, or if I want to separate it out. I might do both, have one...
No, I think you should separate it, because I feel like a lot of girls I've spoken to, they feel quite, you know, anxious about working out in a gym with guys.
With guys, yeah.
And, yeah, I think the space you create with synergy is good, because, you know, girls can just be themselves, work out. And, you know, network.
Yeah.
But yeah, get, man them as well. We need our own space, because once you got girls in the room,
you get distracted. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, definitely a men's one that I want to happen as well, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like guys don't really go to classes, because everyone feels like, you feel like you know what you're doing, isn't it?
You could be the first one.
So yeah, it's definitely along the lines.
Okay, that's cool. So like, in terms of in the gym, what do you like doing? What's your favorite workout?
Deadlifting.
Deadlifting. Love deadlifting. You know what? That is my least favorite, I would say.
No, it's become my favorite. I used to hate it so much. I hated it so much because I just couldn't pick up the weight.
Yeah.
I hated it.
No, what's your personal best?
170.
God dang. 170. Fam, listen, as big as I am, I'm not gonna lie, I'll struggle. I don't think I'm not lifting that. Like, so I'm not even gonna cap. I'm not lifting that. Bench, we're talking. I was talking.
Oh, I hate bench.
Nah.
God.
Okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, but would you do like a? You know what you should do as well. You should do like a. If you're gonna do an event for guys, you could do like your own powerlifting competition of some sort. Mm. I don't know. Just unite the.
Yeah.
Man them.
I think it'll. Something along those lines aren't gonna happen. I think powerlifting specifically might need a lot of.
Because you've powerlifted as well.
No, I'm going to.
Oh, I thought you competed already.
No.
You haven't? Oh, you're going to compete. Where are you competing?
Where?
Yeah,
It's at a gym called Built Differently in North London.
When is that?
End of the month.
Damn, you training?
Yeah, I'm training, I'm trying. Okay, good soon.
Luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck.
Nervous.
You're going to wear that Dummy Howe, yeah?
Yeah,
that
I have fresh to. One. Have to.
What colour are you?
I don't know. I think I might just wear... the ones that's got the prints, but it says Dummy Howe, so you just know.
So you know, yeah.
So you just know. Like, okay.
So what's your favourite piece that you have?
Oh, it changes every time.
Let me just say the ones I like. I like your new red ones, because obviously I like red. But I also like the green ones. The old,
Yeah.
You know what? This is a bit childish, I'm not going to lie, but obviously I like Power Rangers. Isn't
it? You know, Tommy, I've gotten that so many times.
Mighty Morphin. Yeah, Green Ranger, yeah. I saw that one, I was like, oh, if I was a girl, I was rocking that one. But, yeah. What are your favourite pieces that you've made? What's giving you your top three?
It's so hard. It's hard to say that. I think it just depends on what time of the year it is and when, what I'm training.
Okay, this time of the year, what are your top three?
I think the Synergy.
Okay.
And the Essentials.
Synergy is the red one?
Yeah, that's the burgundy and the grey.
Okay, burgundy and the grey.
And then Essentials, that's the pullover, the plain. And the track collection.
What's that one again?
That's the one with the prints. This is Dummy Howe long.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome. That's sick. So talk to me about how you got into Vogue as well.
They just reached out to me.
Yeah, they just found you out of the blue and just said, we want to feature you.
Yeah, just reached out.
That's amazing.
I thought it was fake. I was thinking, honestly, what is Vogue, going on?
Like, my dream is to take a photo for Vogue, front cover.
Yeah, that's the goal next.
Listen. Oh, you want to be on there as well? They need to hold a me for that shit. I'm saying, but obviously I need to get back into photography again. Work harder, but... Yeah, I was really impressed when I saw that. I thought, this is serious. And you're in women's health as well.
Yeah.
Hi. Credentials. Credentials. This is serious.
Yeah.
What's the next one next? Essence? Or what are we saying? or I don't really know magazines.
I don't know magazines to be even.
Yeah.
I don't mind. But it was good to have that acknowledgement and be able to see that the brand fits.
Those magazines.
Because
they're women-based. So you have a men's collection now.
Yeah.
And some guys, I feel like some guys think that the men's collection, the way you branded your Dammy How as a whole, is more geared towards females.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how would you think about men, like, purchasing
your think that's understandable because it's been a female brand for, like, 2 years now.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's going to need a lot of work and where I was a little bit hesitant as to how I was going to do it. I think it's going to come with a lot of the branding.
Mm.
So branding has slightly changed, and I think that's one of the reasons why I change the logos.
Yeah.
So it's more, I guess, gender neutral. So it's just more of a, it's nothing, you can't say it's a female, you can't say it's a male's brand, it's just...
just a brand.
Yeah. That's a lot of work that's going to need to be done from now. Along the months is just kind of not exactly rebranding, but making it more of a unisex brand.
Okay.
But that is a challenge that's going to, that we'll face in terms of that transition. But I think it can definitely be done.
No, definitely.
There's already a lot of excitement in the hype at the moment for it, so it's not like it's impossible.
Yeah. I see you putting like videos of the guys working out and pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
So what products do you have? Do you only have the what's it called?
So it's just a pullover first.
So when's the bottoms coming?
That's coming soon.
Soon, yeah. I think once the bottoms come, maybe guys, because I feel like from what I know, men usually buy tracksuit bottoms more, because we wear like vests or t-shirts or something topless. But I think so maybe tracksuit bottoms.
Mm-hmm. So the bottoms are definitely coming very soon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So like, branding is about being unique in a marketplace, and you're in the fitness industry, which is a very saturated market. So I wanted to ask, how has Dammy How stayed, you know, relevant and stood out within that marketplace?
I think it's to do with the purpose behind the brand. Again, not just being just a clothing brand, but a brand that's trying to empower people to feel confident in fitness, not just for the sake of just being in the gym, you know, summer body stuff. It's actually investing in your health, feeling confident in fitness, because there's a lot of people that are still intimidated by going to the gym and actually trying to find that confidence to get their health back. So I think that's helped a lot in terms of allowing the brand to stand out and not just being a clothing brand. And I think in terms of the way the clothes even look itself, it's different to what's being put out there. And I think it's just a messaging of the brand.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's
good.
That's good. I feel like a lot of people don't put a lot of thought into their branding. So they just get a logo, they just get on with business.
Yeah, exactly.
But because they haven't thought of the foundation of what their brand actually means and why they exist, they're struggling to find their target market and stuff. So it's like,
I think that's what it is.
Good to see that you've done well, but you can clearly see that you've actually thought about why your brand is here.
Yeah.
So that's good. Well done.
Thank you.
So lastly, if you have any, if you had one piece of advice for anyone starting their business, similar to yours or just in general, what would it be?
I would say take your time. Like, don't rush to put out something. There has been times I've put a rush to put out something and I've regretted it. Obviously, you have some regrets sometimes, but I think the main thing is just don't rush.
Okay.
Know why don't you're starting
rush.
The brand.
Slow touch.
Exactly. No. Like, know why you're starting the brand.
Yeah.
Like, especially when it comes to clothing. Like you said, a lot of people just get stuff, slap a logo on it. Like, you've got to think further.
I do that as well. Like, I'm wearing, but
that's different, though. That's like a merch for you. That's different. Do you know what I mean?
No,
if you're really going to want a long-lasting brand, you're going to have to invest in a manufacturer.
So you can't just stick your logo on something and think that's branding.
Yeah,
basically.
Because, like, there's people that I've seen, they've just, like, got wholesale stuff and put their logo on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It depends on what you're doing. But if you're going to do clothing, especially in, I don't know, say fitness, for example, like, I've seen, like, different brands with the same exact...
Oh, really?
Like, do you know what I mean?
Design.
Yeah, and same exact, and you just know that it wasn't you didn't design that yourself.
So there's no reason to go to you.
Yeah, because it's like there's so many other people, or I can go to the where you actually got it from.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's really put in that effort to come up with stuff yourself or work with someone else. You need to work with a designer to help you design your stuff if you're not too into whatever it is you're doing.
So how do you design your stuff then?
I just sketch them.
You sketch?
Yeah, not great.
Did you study fashion design?
I did marketing with fashion, but that doesn't count. Wow. I just did it for a year.
Interesting. Fun fact.
But I don't know if that has a reflection on what I do. No, it does,
because you design your own stuff.
But I didn't do fashion. Mm. It was just, my course was mainly marketing and then fashion was...
Nah, it's fashion.
Anyway, but I'll just say, no, honestly, have a proper vision for your brand, not just how much money it's going to make you, but how long... How long it's going to last, what messaging are you giving to people, why should people buy from you, just really taking your time.
Yeah.
And if you're going to sell products, just make sure you're happy and don't be afraid to keep getting samples until you're actually happy. And building your trust around maybe your team, your manufacturer, whoever it is that you're going to be working with, you need to have that trust there.
Yeah.
And just be protective of your brand. I kind of do, I do. So I have my ambassadors.
I'm jealous.
I have my ambassadors who obviously help promote the brand.
Okay.
So I have that, and I have Black and Tie. We have a partnership. So, and I have one of my other friends who's joined the team as well, who helps me out and on the other creative side of things in terms of like directing the videos and stuff. So,
Awesome. She seems patterned. What I was going to sign off, but I wanted to ask one more thing. So, using your name as a brand, like, what do you think about that? Is it vain or... Because I put my name on everything in it. So, and my mum gets on to me about that. She says I love myself. And I do. But what do you think about people using their names as brands?
If you believe in your source and you feel like that will like take you there, like me, I can't, like, I love my name, like, I want to put Dami Howell on everything. Like,
so do you feel like everyone who's used their name as a brand, they love their name,
basically? Not necessarily. Sometimes your name just sounds good for something. It just sounds good, or I don't know, because for me personally, I just liked Dami Howell. I just felt like it sounded good.
Sounded
it wasn't something Dami that Howell. Was wasn't something that's already there. It's not a name that you'll probably come by later on, because
it's Dami. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
How many Dami?
And the combination of my surname. So it just depends on what it is that you're doing and how much you believe in that, and the way you brand it again, how you present it.
You said if you believe in that, so. Is that coming from a place of, if it flops, you don't want your name attached to it?
I don't want my name attached to it.
So you said, like, you'd use your name if you believe in it. So would someone not use their name just in case it flops?
I don't know. That's up to... People might think that. People might think that. It just depends on what...
Because the reason why I'm saying that is because all these designer brands, they're just the names of the designer. Like, even Nike as well. Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't wear designer. I don't really know these designers.
Yeah, I think people just say if they feel like their name sounds good and they feel like they want to, I think they attach that to themselves. Like, I feel like when your brand is your name, it's more personal.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Dami Howell is really personal for me, because it's my name as well. And I just feel like, I don't know, it's something I really have a passion for.
But I think it takes a lot of balls, because what I've noticed is a lot of the brands that use their names are quite Eurocentric, or they're, I don't know what the word is, but it's just, you know, it's not African.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So if your name's Femi Ogun something, like, obviously, but you know what? You should have the confidence to still use that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why not?
You should.
That's what I mean. If you believe in your source and you believe in your name.
What? Why is it that we wouldn't... let's imagine you saw that on the fitness...
This is so bad. I get what you're saying, but it's so bad.
Why do we have that thought?
That's so bad. You see, we've been brainwashed to think like our names are not good enough to be of high standards.
That's what I'm saying.
But I hear it, but it's not good, man.
It's not good. No, it's not good, man. We've been conditioned by the white man.
It's true. It's true.
No, but, it's true. No, we need to start using. I'm the first. Emmanuel Ajayi.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? People have butchered my surname so many times, but you know, I'm still here. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
So yeah, if you've got anything to promote, just look at the camera and just tell people what you got going on.
Okay, yeah. Follow my personal Instagram, so that's Dami Howells, DamiHowells, and follow Dami How, the fitness page, sorry, not fitness page, the active wear.
No, start a fitness page. Start.
I'm trying to start this again. follow my page, Dami Howells, DamiHowells. That's my personal page. And then my brand page for the activewear is Dami How, so DamiHow. And also follow my meal prep page, which is How Foodie, HowFoodie. And that will help you out.
Don't worry, guys. If you're watching this on YouTube, the links will be in the description below. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, then just type it as you're listening. But yeah, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been good.
Thank you. And obviously, that's been episode 2.
Thank you.
Obviously, this is the Emmanuel Ajayi podcast, the one and only. Thank you for listening. Please share the podcast with fellow like-minded creatives like yourselves and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ajayi360 and have a lovely day.